light is to be out so you can see. And he says, the light is to bring everything out and open so that everybody can see what's going on. Now, if you read the Bible, get into the Bible, Jesus calls himself the light of the world. And in other words, what God is trying to bring out, he says, hey, I'm coming from God as light. And I'm going to bring everything out. I'm going to show everything. I'm going to expose everything. Nothing is going to be hidden. Your motives, your thoughts, your plans, your desire. I'm light. I'm going to bring it all out. I'm going to check everything in you. And so God is light. And he's going to check everything in your life. He's going to do that. People can't do that. But he can check everything. He's going to let everything, he's going to make everything known. Not to embarrass people and not to shame and all that. But he wants, more than anything else, he wants us to see where we are, what's going on in our life. Now, I try to make it a habit not to talk about people, but to talk about me. Because I mean, you got your own stuff, I got my stuff. But I can talk about me. Because I know me. You know. And so I can bring that. God was dealing with me. He was talking to me about something. And he started to bring the light. And he brought the light this year. Some stuff. And he's brought the light before. But every year, it's like he keeps pushing the envelope. He'll push you even more. And I had to make a decision. Let me explain. Luke 17. That's going to be your homework, too. You can read that. Luke 17, starting with verse 11. You can read that. There's a story. Well, Luke's telling a story about Jesus. 10 lepers. Any of you ever heard of that? There's 10 lepers. Leprosy back then was like cancer today. I mean, it was, you got leprosy, you were messed up. And leprosy, it's like a nerve, it destroys your nerves, and so your body basically just starts to rot. You know, they said people, because they go to sleep, you know, especially in third world countries, rats get in and eat their fingers because they can't feel, you can't feel anything. Just, I mean, your body rots away, and you're gonna die. You got a death sentence. You're gonna die. Just when, you don't know. And your body begins to rot away. And so, when you are diagnosed, when you become a leper or whatever that is, you get stuck with other lepers. And that could be male, female, that could be black, white, that could be young, old, that could be rich, poor. You get lumped in. Boom. It doesn't matter. Whatever you are, you might have been a Jew over here and a Gentile over here, but if you got leprosy, you got put with them. And lepers back then, you know, people didn't want to be around them. And so they had to yell out. If they were walking out or going out, they had to yell out, hey, leper! That makes, I don't know what they said, but if you heard leper, you were like, whoa, I'm out of here. All right, you didn't go that way. And so you got that going on. You got 10 lepers. I'm going to say it's not proven, but I'm going to say you got 10. I don't know what they are, but I don't know if the men, women, I don't know what, but you got 10 lepers, and I believe they weren't born lepers. No proof, but I don't believe they were born lepers, but I believe leprosy came. Now, they had a life. Some were going to get married, some were going to get a job, some were going to go through education, some were going to do this and do that. Whatever they did was, they were going through life, they had plans, they were going on, all of a sudden they got hit with leprosy. Life totally changed. Life messed up. And they get stuck. They're in the spot. You got 10 lepers. They were going one way, life ends up messed up, you're with this group, you're in a no-win situation, you're going to die. They hear about Jesus. They hear Jesus and they're like, hey, we ain't got nothing to lose. Let's go find him. They heard the noise. Somebody can heal us. They ain't got nothing to lose. Might as well go for it. They believe he can do something. They go look for him. It says they hear or they see or whatever Jesus far away. You read it. And they yell out to Jesus,
Jesus, heal us.
So I guess Jesus is far away, but Jesus must have said, okay. And Jesus told them to go back to the back in the days. If you got healed from leprosy, you had to go and report to the priest, and the priest would signify that you've been healed and everything would be alright. So he says, hey, go back to the priest, report to them, everything would be alright. Now, they hadn't been healed yet, but this is what he told them to do. They had nothing to lose, so they do it. They believe his word, they believe in him, so they take off. So you got 10 of them, and they start walking. As they are walking, 10 of them, they're walking. They're going. Everybody know what happens. You know what happened in the story. They get healed. They're walking, and all of a sudden, bang. Now, I don't know what that looks like. I don't know if someone had limbs missing. All of a sudden, you got a limb. I don't know if you didn't have, you know, I don't know. But all of a sudden, they look down and like, bang, I'm healed. 10 of them. 10 of them keep walking. They're going to go get themselves labeled as clean. They're going to go back to their life, go start their new life, get everything changed, get back to living, get back to everything normal. 9 of them go, one of them stops and turns around, comes back. Turns around, comes back, drops to his knees right in front of Jesus. And starts to think. This is what the Lord hit me with. He said, man, you got to make a decision. He said, and here's what God was saying. He was saying to me. He said, man, I'm not mad at the 9. I'm not upset with them. I healed them. They believed in me. I told them to go back. No problem. I got no issue with them. They're going on with their life. I blessed them. I wanted them to be blessed. There is no issue. I don't have a problem with the 9. I just want you to see the picture. 90% of believers are ungrateful. 10% are grateful. 9 kept on going. 1 came back. 10% are greater. Just one. And he asked him, he said, man, which one are you? Are you going to be 9 out of 10? Or are you going to be 1 out of 10? Are you going to be grateful or ungrateful? And I'm still trying to think. I'm like, okay, now you're talking to me about that. And then God starts messing with me. He said, man, the one who came back, he turned around. Because I'm asking God, what makes him grateful? What makes the one who turned back grateful? I'm pretty sure all of them were happy. I'm pretty sure. They went back and they said, Jesus healed us. And they probably wrote a book and got on TV and got it in the paper. And they said, Jesus did this. I'm sure they mentioned his name, and they were very thankful, and they told their family, and they, hey, if let me write a report on him. Better Business Bureau, Jesus is all right. I'm pretty sure they were cool with that. I mean, wouldn't you? If you were healed from something, I'm pretty sure you would go back to your family. And but the Lord doesn't see them as grateful. And I said, well, what is gratefulness? He said, man, that other one came back to me. He turned around. He didn't go on with his life as usual. He didn't go back to what he wanted to be or wanted to do. He turned around and he came to me. Whatever was in the past, he didn't go back to it. He turned around and he came to me. One of the ways I know you're grateful is you don't go back to the past. You don't go back to the old stuff. Come straight to me. and you come to get close to me. You remember when they yelled at Jesus? Were they close to him? They were far. Here's how I know you're grateful. You want to get close to me. You all want to get close to him? I can tell you this. I know God done helped you. I know God done blessed you. I know y'all done asked God to do something. God, only God has done it. And yet, how many people want to get close to him? It says that one turned around. He wasn't close when he yelled out to Jesus, but he came all the way up to his feet. All the way up to him. And it says he gets up to Jesus and he falls down. Oh, before he even gets there, he comes back to him, he gets close, and he's loud. It says he's loud. Ah! Why you gotta be loud? What's loud? I remember we went to a game. D'Elia was playing at South Carolina, Clemson, and went to the game. Lynn went with us, remember that? We went to a game, we went to Carolina-Clemson game. D'Elia, my daughter used to play soccer and college. And we're playing at Carolina, and the boy was rough. They were beating her up and hitting her and so on. And we were sitting there, Carolina fans all over, and we were sitting there, and my daughter was playing for Clemson. And when she did good, I think she scored, we were like, yeah! I didn't care who was around. I didn't care what color you had. I was like, yes! I was excited. There was no shame. No shame. Being loud. What God's trying to get across is, if you're grateful, you ain't ashamed. I'm not ashamed of my daughter doing good. I'm not ashamed of Jesus doing good. There's no shame. I didn't go when she's going, ooh. Oh, that's so nice. When you're excited about somebody, when you're unashamed about somebody, you kind of loud about it. Or you don't have to yell and holler, but you ain't ashamed. You ain't. Yes. Yes, I believe in him. Yes, I loved him. Yes, he touched me. Yes, he did it for me. There's no shame. Turned around, got close. There was no shame. It says he got to his feet. He got off his feet. He got off his feet, bowed down his face. Let me talk about face. Put his face down to his feet. Bowed down. In other words, he didn't look, instead of looking up, I got my life together. He couldn't look, once he looked at Jesus, bowed his face. In other words, repentance. When you really see Jesus, Jesus will make you see yourself. When you see yourself, you will repent. Because you ain't, I'm a mess. Put it like this. When I began to look into the face of Jesus, I saw my sin, and all I could do was think, oh, thank you. Forgive me. That's how I know you're grateful. You're repentant. And it says he got off his feet and he's bowing down at his feet. Lord, where do you want me to go? I used to have a plan. I was going to go this, I was going to be this, I was going to do this. Now, what is your plan? Wherever your feet go, I will follow. I said this last time I spoke. Jesus says, follow me. His feet. Stop looking at your feet, where your feet want to go. Where do your feet want to go? Get off your feet. Where do your feet? Where do you want me to go? I did not plan to come to South Carolina. I'm supposed to be in Hawaii or California. God, I follow you, Lord. Will you be 1 out of 10? Or will you be like 9 out of 10 people? Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the help. Thank you for what you did. Bye. 9 out of 10 Christians are unfaithful, ungrateful. One out of 10 are grateful. What do you want, Lord? And he said, then he says to him, he says, your faith has made you whole. I'm like, your faith? Well, God's trying to say something to me, I think. One of the things I think he's trying to say, part of faith is being grateful. And it will make you whole. What do you mean whole? You ever did a puzzle and you got the whole puzzle done except there's one piece missing? And even though you got everything there, you can see what it is, that one piece, something just ain't quite right. Or it's kind of like a cell phone. There's a difference between having a cell phone that is full and then having a cell phone, you got just enough juice left. It's about to go out. I gotta save my time. I gotta hold on. I can't talk too long because I'm about to run out. Or it could be just this. We don't want, we want to be touched. We want our health or our soul or things in our life. We want that, but we don't want our heart. And God, what God says, hey, I want your heart. A lot of times we just want things from God. We don't want to give him our heart. And I believe God wants us, I believe he wants us to come to him and be grateful. And one of the ways of showing gratitude is, I give up everything. And so he was messing with me. I'm not y'all. He was messing with me. He said, Van, you need to make a decision. And he was messing with me this year. He says, you need to make a decision. Are you going to be grateful? You want to be grateful? You want to get closer to me? You going to bow down to me? And give me everything? If you do, I see you as grateful. You don't have to. I still love you. I'm okay with you. You can take my gift and run. But I don't see it as gratefulness. He's just talking to me. I had to make a decision. And so I said, yes, Lord. I want to be 1 out of 10. I could easily be like the others, but I want to be grateful. Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. Work on me, Lord. Help. Got a lot of stuff that I need to get straight and get right. But I want to be grateful, Lord. I know not many are grateful, but I want to be. I know many walk away, but I don't want to walk away. I know many don't come back, but I want to come back. I want to get close to you. I want to be of a repentant heart. I want to bow down to you. Wherever you want me to go, I want to go. Father, I want to be healed by you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your people here. Bless them today. Be with them. Love them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, y'all have a great day. Be blessed today.